We did the pivotal phase II trial for Xeloda, which led to its FDA approval back in 1998. So in the mid-90s, we looked at this agent in patients who had received prior taxane therapy, initially paclitaxel, also docetaxel. Most of these patients had prior anthracycline. And what we found was in 162 patients, response rate of 20% in this relatively heavily pretreated population, with an additional clinical benefit of stable disease in 43%. So over 60% of patients had benefit from Xeloda. What was striking about this was how well tolerated this agent was, that it was oral, that it didn't lead to alopecia or myelosuppression. So it was a very well-tolerated agent that has since gone on to be studied in a variety of other diseases, colorectal cancer. It's been used in conjunction with radiation therapy in a variety of diseases, and it's been used in combination in metastatic breast cancer with other agents. We had the privilege of being involved in the docetaxel Xeloda trial, which showed, compared with docetaxel, an improvement in survival in patients with metastatic breast cancer. This was very important, and this survival advantage was on the order of 3 months. Now, that then can translate into potential benefits in the adjuvant setting. And because of that trial, we have then gone on to explore this in the adjuvant setting, looking at Adriamycin and Cytoxan followed by Taxotere with or without Xeloda for high-risk node-negative patients or node-positive patients.
I know that trial is still ongoing, but what have you seen in terms of toxicity in the combination arm?
After the first 90 patients or so, we had to make a dose modification for the Xeloda. And the dose that was originally selected for Xeloda in combination with docetaxel at 75 per meter squared Q3 weeks was 1,900 per meter squared total dose. That had to be dropped to 1,650 per meter squared. The original dose was selected based on the dose modification that was observed in the original metastatic trial. That was the dose that most patients stayed on.
And that's with
Which
how much docetaxel? That's 75 per meter
that
squared.
was also at 75 per
Both
meter
in the
squared.
metastatic and adjuvant.
Correct, for the combination arm,
Right.
which was compared to 100 per meter squared for the single agent. However, that trial was done for patients who had not just had Adriamycin and Cytoxan. And what we saw right after 4 cycles of Adriamycin and Cytoxan was more toxicity, primarily hand-foot syndrome, also some GI. Because of that,
So presumably in some way, Adriamycin Cytoxan was...
may have made some sort of sensitization. We don't really know the mechanism, but there seemed to be more toxicity than was seen in the original metastatic trial. Because of that, the dose was modified to 1650 per meter squared. And with that, we have not had a problem with significant toxicity at that dose. In some ways, I think the patients who get full dose Taxotere at 100 per meter squared have more side effects clinically. I can't speak to the actual data for the grade 3 or grade 4 side effects or how many times we've had to dose modify. But clinically, my take on this, and I've put many patients on this trial, is that it's very well tolerated at that dose level.